Alejandro Soto is my full with the last name Soto. My name Alejandro, my dad used to like that name a lot because we had a cousin that was called Alejandro, and ever since that my dad always wanted a kid with Alejandro. Durango, Mexico. When I'm over there, I feel like I'm at home with my grandma, with my family. The pueblos, they're small, and there's more freedom than here. You could be anywhere without your family worrying where you at, because they know everything. If you're, like, partying with your friends over there, like, they know where you at, because, like people start saying, oh, yeah, I saw them over there, and like that, because it's so small, the pueblo, so, and that's, pero I still like it. When I was a little kid, I used to go outside, run, go play with my cousins. One time I got into skating. That it was pretty weird because, like, my cousin was a big old skater, so he, like, showed us how to do tricks on the board, on the skateboard. Now he's a big old cholo, so it's just pretty weird how we changed the life. Another thing I remember is that when I always wanted to sleep over friends or a cousin's house, my mom used to just get mad at me, and I used to get all pissed off, and then she started telling me why. And the matter she told me is that because if I have a house where I could sleep and eat, I should just stay in that house and not go to houses of other people. Until when there's no house for me or food for me, then I could go to those houses. On March, I went to Washington, D.C. for the march that happened because we want immigration reform to pass. And I think that's one of the important things in my life, because I never gone with friends. And I learned a lot of things about it, learning how people suffer, like my mom and my sister, and that I know that I could fight for them and help them, because the situation that they are, it's really hard now in this world. It was important because it was like a great experience. It was just the way how people reacted when we were marching. The way how people yelled, it's like meaning that they want rights. They want our voices to be heard, especially by the Congress. Well, I wanted to go to Mexico again this year for my cousin's quinceañera, but there's been too much violence in Mexico, so my mom said just please do not go, just not. Well, she'd be worrying about us if we're over there. But hoping this summer I'll join Mariachi Espectacular, where mariachi has taken a big part of my life, because since fifth grade I've been playing guitar and been joining mariachi group. I mean, it's just like a hobby for me, because it's just a fun time. I take it serious, playing songs and everything, but it's not like the thing that I want to do when I grow up. I have some other plans to do. When I was a freshman, I wanted to be a teacher. So then when I was a sophomore, I wanted to be a computer technician. Now, this year, I want to be a realtor. So, I don't know, so let's see if next year I will change my mind. Wow, I don't really love school, but I'm pretty proud of myself that I have keeping my grades high, because school's important. It's gonna bring me whatever I want in life. and I wish to go to university, to different universities, not only UNM, but I wanted to go to the Phoenix University or Colorado University. But we'll see.